Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They need to get a lot younger, and they keep getting older.
Championship coming soon.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The chef. Oh, boy. Jonathan Kuminga. What a mess.
Yeah.
While I was out last week, there were reports. It was everybody was catching strays about Kuminga and Mr. Turner turning down allegedly $30 million plus. Do you believe that offer? I know you and Evan got into it. I didn't get to hear, but do you believe that those numbers were actually offered to him?
I'm starting to think that there might not have been an offer, but he threw a number out there.
Right.
And they were like, that ain't happening. Go be a restricted free agent. This is some interesting, in case you're wondering what we're talking about, you're probably not. It's Jonathan Kuminga, but it's because there's news out there. Apparently, Kuminga's turned down a 2-year, $45 million contract with the Warriors. The second year would have been a team option. And according to sources and Sham Sharani and Anthony Slater, he doesn't want to sign that because there's no guarantee he could get out of here then before 2 years were up.
Listen to you, get out of here.
And
escape from Alcatraz.
This is the one that's interesting. In recent days, the Warriors have begun signaling a plan to cut off sign and trade conversations entirely using their restricted free agent leverage to the fullest. Their current stance is that Kuminga will be on the roster either through that 2-year offer or the standing $7.9 million qualifying offer.
Oh, my God.
Damn, man.
So this is hardball. There's no doubt about it. But the other thing about this is like
the big leagues.
Restricted free agency is Sticks, about hardball.
Yeah, I got you.
Like once you enter restricted free agency, it's automatically
and it's not just
ball.
Him. I know we're in the Bay, Steiny, but Evan and I talked. Cam Thomas, Giddy, all of them are stuck right now.
Yep. Let's go to Austin in Daly City. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
Hey, yo, I'm in Redwood City, not Daly City.
Oh, all right. What's up, baby?
I feel like this is it's not just about the money. It's about how they treat in Kuminga. And this go back with Clay, Dre, and Curry. This is their fault. They already got their 4 rings. What more do you guys want to accomplish? To this point, they either another ring or y'all just stat padding. Nobody, and then at that, nobody wants to play that Iguodala role coming off the bench, being that leader, being that old vet. Draymond Green is on his last hip. Curry dang near on his last ankles. I mean, like, what more do you guys want Kuminga to do? He's been DNP so many times. We got KD, then we lost KD. We got Wiggins, we lost KD. Now we got Jimmy Butler, and then now Kuminga did keep going down the line, down the line, down the line. So he can't show his skills, what he can do. He had a glimpse of what he can do when Curry went out. We had a glimpse of what he can do when Butler went out. Why is he not getting that treatment that he deserved? He got drafted 7 overall or whatever pick he got drafted in. He deserves this money. The same thing with Jordan Poole. They let him go for a 40-year-old that still think he can start. But his value is supposed to be for the bench.
Hey, Austin, let me ask you this. When you hear something like Kuminga turned down 2 years for $45 million and a team option, what do you think?
I'm turning that down, too.
Yeah.
I know my value is worth way more than that.
Well.
Now, you guys not letting me – you guys are not letting me perform. You guys not letting me do my job. I'm capable of doing this. The Warriors is messing themselves up. They already had their next core in line. It's just the quarter they have now with Curry and Draymond, they don't want to downgrade their role to coming off the bench like a Carmelo Anthony. Now look at the Lakers. They got LeBron James. What did LeBron James going to do? Is he going to really, let Luka take over and him coming off the bench and showing everybody that's on the bench, this is how it's supposed to be played. Look at Luka. Then when Luka goes to the bench or LeBron comes in and Luka looks at LeBron and how he's conducting the court.
Well,
like, where is this at with the Warriors?
Well, I'll tell you this, Austin. Here's the way I look at that 2 for 45. That's 22.5 million a year.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Austin. $22.5 million a year.
$15 million.
That's what you're worth. That's what you're worth. You're not worth more than that. So I don't think he's turning it down because it's 22.5. I think he's turning it down because of the control. If he signs that 2-year deal, he cedes his leverage all back to the Warriors. And that is why I would absolutely, I completely understand why Kuminga wants to get out of here. And I think
be a starter too, though, Steiner.
That's why. Yeah. That's why he wants out of here. There's not enough playing time for him. He's only 22, but this is going to be his fifth year in the league.
So he's got to bite the bullet somehow, though, Steiner. Because he ain't going to get the red magic carpet and that role, you know? Unless he does the play on if he says 7.9, here I come, I'm going to do it.
See, I
hope I don't get hurt.
I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if that's what would happen. But now, I mean, it's gone so long and there's clearly a lot going on and I don't get the sense Kuminga trusts the organization anymore, whether it's the front office and the money they're talking or whether it's the coach and the way the coach, he perceives the way the coach is.
And let me lay this on you real quick. I keep talking about Lake Up. But if you're cursed, Donnie, he could never say it into a microphone. You want him in another uniform too. Kuminga.
If you're
Steve Kerr. Did you have to? If I'm him and I've never figured out how to get him, you know?
I mean,
I don't want this to. Could you imagine? We did it with Durant this last year, and this is different. But if he signs that qualifying offer and comes back, Stoney, it would be. It's already kind of a circus, but this would really be a circus. I would, if I'm Steve Kerr, nothing personal, I would want him, come on, guys, in upstairs, get him out of here so I don't even have to personally deal with this.
Well, I actually.
And the team, for that matter.
I actually think in a perfect world, Kerr would want him back. Just with a great attitude and, hey, get back in here and be our sixth man. Here's what we want from you. We want you to be a great sixth man, and then you start when Butler's out.
Yeah, or tired.
But that's, I think that's insulting to Kuminga, and that I understand. Like, he doesn't think that, I don't think he thinks he's respected here.
But don't you got to earn that? And maybe he thinks he already has.
I'm sure he does.
All right.
I'm sure he does. Marv's in Livermore.
The more.
Hey, Marv.
Hey, fellas. Great show. Oh, hey, Goo. Thanks for waking me up on that giant rant. I always love the Who's. But Steiny, you almost had it right, but Kuminga has – I called you guys a month ago. I told you the play for him is to sign that qualifying offer because that limits what the Warriors can do, and it gives him more control because it is – a no trade clause. Once he signs that, who's going to trade value for him knowing he will be an unrestricted free agent the following year? Nobody. So the offers that they're getting now is garbage because it's a fire sale. So they're just going to wait the Warriors out till mid-September, come back with an offer and see if they take it. Because that's the only way the Warriors will get more. They do not get more signing him to the qualifying offer. And then he has roughly veto power by saying, hey, well, you trade me there. I'm not going to sign with you guys.
Right. I mean, it's almost the case, Marv, where before he signs the qualifying offer, you got to ask him to give him a list, give you guys a list of teams that he would go to in a trade. But see, that's the problem for the Warriors. They don't want to have Jonathan Kuminga on their team dictating who he can be traded to. Because in that case, it's up to Kuminga.
I got you.
If he leaves for nothing, so not the Warriors.
That's the Janet Jackson, the control.
So Exactly. Like I understand. I mean,
he'd be a gangster if he comes back on what Evan thought to that quad, that 7.9. Like that post has to mean something, or he's sending a subliminal, not even a subliminal to the team, saying, y'all think I won't do this? Make something happen and get me with Doug Christie and Sack.
Well, there's a story in The Athletic last week, and it gave two examples of guys who have been in restricted free agency in the past. One where it worked out, Ben Gordon.
That was a while.
He bet on himself, had a good year, and then got the money he wanted in the offseason. But Nerlens Noel turned down money, and
it went all bad from there.
Yeah, he was in the league a while, but he never got that big payday again.
I'll say this to that, though, Stein. It's fascinating in the sense, if J.K. ends up being what J.K. thinks he is and puts up those numbers, and he were to do the gangster route, which I'm calling it, and come back on the qualifying offer, then he would win when you look back on his career. But if he's not that guy, I mean, man, Stoney, then you look at it like, dude, you just had a false sense of self-worth in regard to what you thought you were worth. Because right now, if he thinks he's up there with the Barneses and the Wagners and the guys that are further along with their game and have proven just a bit more as far as polished, then I'd be like, man, JK, you read your own chessboard wrong, along with your agent.
Yeah. Vince is in Austin. Hey, Vince, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, what's going on today?
Hey,
not much.
Excellent. Well, you know, I've been watching the Warriors for about 20 years now, and the one thing that stood out to me, even back to the Don Nelson days when Andres Biedrich was giving handoff passes to Baron Davis, you know, it was a different time back then. But the one thing, there's two rules that make a great Warrior. Rule number one, you got to win. And rule number two, you got to want to be on the team. The Warriors have had great coaches. They've had a great staff through, and it shows through championship years. Of course, we've let one slip to LeBron, the 3-1 year. I won't get into that. And again, another point, I'll refer to what the caller was saying two callers ago. You know, everyone wants to talk about Curry's ankles and how he's on his last leg. They've been saying that about Curry's ankles for the past 12 years. Early on in Curry's career, he had ankle problems. You know, he wasn't physical. I think Curry could play another 6 years in this league. He likes golf. That's a longevity game. You know, he talks to all these golf guys, all these science guys. You know, he really knows how to take care of his body. So don't count Curry out. Don't count Green out. Don't be foolish. Kuminga, he's a very talented player. I've never called and questioned Kuminga's talent. And he went on a very nice spree during that second round of the playoffs. And one thing about Kuminga is he's always stayed in shape. He's always stayed in phenomenal shape. But you have to want to be a part of the team. You have to want to be a part of the program. You have to buy into the program. It's almost like taking it back to high school days where the coach is, hey, guys, if you want to play for me, you got to buy in. And watching Kuminga now, seeing all the stuff, seeing that he didn't take the 2-year deal, it shows you hints that he doesn't want to be here.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Sometimes you got to acknowledge, I understand why he doesn't want to be here. And that doesn't mean I think he's great. It doesn't mean I think he's going to be a superstar, because I don't. I think he's going to be a nice player. But if he doesn't want to be here,
I hear you, man.
Here's the other thing. And again, I feel like there's just so many examples of this. And that is, I thought, okay, I'll just put it to you this way. I thought you said Joe Lacob likes Kuminga.
I really...
Okay, so why is it like this? Why is it like this? If Joe Lacob loves Jonathan Kuminga, why...
You're going to laugh.
Why hasn't this been dealt with?
Okay, you're going to laugh. I think Lacob, not scorned, that's too strong. I think he's a bit shocked/irritated that Kuminga's doing what he's doing right now with his agent. And Lacob didn't see that. I think Lacob thought, you know, I do this for that. We'll be bam, bam. And I think Kuminga's doing something that Joe didn't see. And I'll say this, because you know I'm a sports romantic, and this for the 80th time to have my heart broken. Steiny, I don't, you know, sometimes we hear recruitment of you can recruit your own or try to save what you have. And you could say, Goo, come on, this is not the Disney Channel. But don't you really think if Dre and Steph wanted Kuminga back, we would hear something about a conversation or a dinner or a lunch to try to facilitate to,
no,
you know, just brother to brother, we want you back.
Here's what I think.
Yeah, I think Joe, I'm being real.
I think Joe Lacob likes Kuminga.
I do too.
But this is business. You can like a guy and laugh when he says he thinks he's a $35 million player. Like, this is the quintessence. Yes, I absolutely think Joe Lacob really likes Kuminga. But this is business.
Steiny, Mr. Turner, his agent said they never were asked for 30 or 35.
Well, they asked for something I mean, if it were so close and Lacob loved Kuminga, well, he would have just done it. Okay. Why doesn't Lacob like Kuminga enough to say, let's give him 3 for $82? Because that's what they asked for. So Kuminga can be loved by Joe Lacob, but that doesn't mean Joe Lacob thinks he's a $30 or $28 million player. Mm. And I don't either when it comes down to that.
Interesting, man.
Let's go to Austin. Austin's in San Jose. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Good afternoon.
What's up?
So many narratives out there, and we don't know what to believe anymore, do we? I mean, I never thought he got any offer. Negotiation does not equal offer. Just because you sit down and talk about a fee or what you want doesn't mean that's an offer. So I think people are confused. I don't think they ever made him a 30. In fact, I don't know why you guys don't go back and revisit the TK interview with Jed Lacob. He basically said at the time he saw no reason to put an offer out there to JK at the time. So that's on record. So I don't know why we're debating whether he did not make an offer. The other thing I wanted to interject was, how about we talk about what impact this is having, whether you like JK or not, and you keep saying he's not worth it. I don't know how you know that, because all it takes is one team to pay him the price that he wants. Just because the Warriors are offering him a price he believes is below his value, you can't say categorically that he's not worth more. I don't know how you get to that, but that's somehow you got to that.
Well,
I don't agree with that at all.
That's a personal opinion. I don't think he's worth $28 million. That's just me personally.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Okay.
That's all.
I thought you said he's not worth that.
No, just general.
I'm thinking,
no, that's just
that?
Me. That's just me saying that. Let me ask you this, Austin, real quick about the negotiation. I agree with you. I think they talked last offseason and kind of both sides realized we're not really close. Whatever the numbers were, whatever the ideas were, like, they weren't close, and they just decided, let's just table it.
Yeah, I agree. And then one last thing, can I throw one more thing?
Course.
The whole impression this is having around the league, guys, we're not talking like of what this is going to impact, is going to have on the Warriors. Do you think any young guy, and forget about whether you love JK or not, some people do this, I happen to like the young man like Guru, but what young guy it was going to come here into this situation? Steph is going to try to play as long as he can. I don't blame him. If somebody's paying me $66 million a year or whatever, I'm going to try to play as long as I can. But does that mean that's the best thing for the Warriors long term? Every other team in the league, look around. They have a young guy running with an old guy or an older core, right? We're trying to run an older core with more older guys. That's not sustainable, guys. So if you don't like JK, they should have somebody else of his age, his caliber, running with just stuff. I don't know how anybody can disagree with that. Tell me what you guys think. Thanks.
Wait, disagree with what in particular?
Having a young Thundercat running with Curry, somebody for the next.
I would
just tell Austin, we're all with that. That's almost like 1 + 1, Austin. The bottom line is just from a Warrior standpoint, Evan and I got into it yesterday, they struck out. Moody's Moody, and I like, you know, but where he was picked, Stani, come on. You missed on Wiseman, and then you got Kuminga. So they had that. You had Jordan Poole. You had your opportunity for what Austin's yearning for is Curry to be playing with kind of the next phase. And that's why, personally, I think Kuminga fits that build. Still, at 22 years old, are we so sure we want to just kick him to the curb? And I'm starting to feel like the Warriors are like, and Joe Lacob mainly, Stani, like, is it the worst thing? Forget what my coach thinks. Is it the worst effing thing for us to have him back on our ball club?
That's what they got to make the determination about. Hey, Evan, remember a few years ago, Lacob was doing an interview. I don't know if it was Cal Kami or if it was on our show, but I just remember him saying, it's a negotiation, a negotiation. Like, no.
What?
He was talking about some contract. It had to do with Draymond or something was going a little bit longer. Maybe it was Myers.
Might have been with Clay.
Yeah, but that's right. It was with Clay, and he was just like, you know, hey, what are you going to do with Clay? Listen, relax. It's a negotiation.
Yeah, I think the Warriors were. Anytime you go to a restricted free agency, you have to be prepared for this to go as long as humanly possible. And again, it's not just him. The reports last, I think it was two nights ago from Mark Stein, are that Giddey wants 30 a year. Cam Thomas wants 30 a year. And I think the only offer on the table from the Nets of those two teams was 2 for 28. And the second year was a team option to Cam Thomas.
You're stuck.
But it was a mid-level.
Yeah.
So it's even less than Kuminga was being offered by the Warriors. And what did Cam Thomas do? He turned it down. But all of these restricted free agents, while they're in different monetary boats, they're in the same situations as far as bargaining power.
Yeah,
the team does not have to give them anything. And they, to their credit, don't have to say yes either.
Yep. Here's the problem, I think. Also, with restricted free agency and just the nature of it, you know, usually when you negotiate, both sides start apart, and then they eventually come to some place in the middle. But there is only one middle ground. There's only one thing that would be middle ground for both the Warriors and Kuminga, and that is a sign and trade that the Warriors like.
Which I thought was going to happen already, Stiney.
But I'm telling you right now, I don't think they're going to like any of the sign-in trades like they didn't like the ones that came up.
Devin Carter and Saric and picks.
So can somebody explain to me what is even the middle ground? And that's my point. There is no middle ground here.
And you get where they're at right now. A stalemate.
Exactly.
Like, wow, man. Who's going to budge?
Kuminga. Actually, I don't know.
If the Warriors. 7 points.
No, the Warriors. Nah, Kuminga. Actually, I think the Warriors. No, I'm not sure.
They've both already come this far.
Man.
I mean, seriously, they've come this far. They can go another month.
If us three had a draft real quick, Giddey or Kuminga, anybody taking Kuminga over Giddey? I am.
Why?
Because I'm betting on the idea of Kuminga.
The idea.
But right now, I know Giddey is more polished than him, but I would take Kuminga. You, Sonny?
You know what Giddey averaged like his last month of the season?
He was balling.
I'm taking Giddey.
But he's do the Adamas with Giddey because he balled it the last couple months. You know,
he got traded.
Right.
Once he got an opportunity.
He was hooping. I got to give it to him. But, dude.
I would take Giddey really? For no other reason than he knows how to play. That's just me.
All right. You guys got to quit telling lies on the chat, too. Gilbert Arenas did not get arrested.
Giddey started for a one seed, by the way.
I thought he did.
Arenas? Yes.
Yeah, he got arrested.
For what?
Setting up illegal gambling.
Oh, my God.
Poker games. In his mansion. Or one of his mansions.
Amazing. Who snitched?
You keep in.
Oh, yeah, you called me GMC.
I thought you would have known that.
We'll get to heaven on the other side.
Hey, real quick reminder, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.